Well, we are a week into the month of December, which means there's 3 weeks left for everyone down in Washington, Congress, and the White House to agree on what to do with the Affordable Care Act subsidies. Because at the end of the year, end of this month, they go away unless some kind of action is taken. What that would mean for you is you would see your premium payments more than double. Average increase about 114%. That would be due to both the loss of financial assistance, and the insurers are going to hike premiums, just to add to the torture. Look ahead to what might actually unfold in dollars and cents. Average premium increase, according to a KFF analysis, the average premium payment for a subsidized household could go from $888 to $1,994. When it comes to loss of premium caps, the enhanced tax credit cap, how much of your income subsidized enrollees had to spend on premiums. Without that, middle-income families could see costs more than double, and some with lower incomes who currently pay little or nothing, you could once again face charges again to get the health insurance that you've been getting. When it comes to loss of eligibility, they call it the subsidy cliff, which was eliminated by the enhanced credits, that would come back. So this would remove financial assistance for households earning more than 400% of the federal poverty level if their benchmark premiums exceed 8.5% of their income. For example, a 60-year-old couple earning $85,000, you would see your annual premiums increase by $24,500. But you had insurers' rate hikes beyond the loss of subsidies. Insurers are also raising their base premium rates. They're saying increased health care costs, potential for healthier individuals to drop coverage with all this going on, leading to what would be a worse risk pool as far as they're concerned. Now, state by state, this, of course, is going to vary. We're here in New Jersey, but if you're listening on the podcast, it could be more, it could be less, but it is going to be more costly. There's no way of getting out of that if there's no action taken. This past week, Senator Schumer did say that Democrats are going to force a vote this coming week on a bill that would extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits and prevent health insurance premiums from going up. Said it would be a clean 3-year extension of the ACA funds. This first passed back in 2021. It would be to cap premiums for an average marketplace plan to 8.5% of income. And Schumer said that every single Democrat would support this. What's the chance of this legislation actually passing? Not good. Many GOP senators, they want the ACA funds to just go away. They're saying this is something that came about during the COVID pandemic and it's not needed anymore. Tell that to the person who's going to wind up paying almost $25,000 a year more for their health insurance. Now, Democrats could go after a compromise position, which stands a somewhat realistic chance of earning 60 votes needed to advance in the Senate. Or they could seek an extension that wouldn't pick up enough support from Republicans, but would force GOP members to take a hit politically, since we're going into the midterms next year. If millions of Americans do to see their health care premiums go up, and if the finger of blame is pointing at you, well, you're in for an unhappy time if you're running for re-election. On the House side, we have Speaker Mike Johnson saying that his fellow Republicans want Obamacare to die. And from the White House, to the surprise of nobody, a mixed message. Trump said he's in favor of a short-term extension of ACA subsidies, but then in the next moment, he wants to give you money to buy your own health care insurance, kind of overlooking the fact that if you go out as an individual, you're going to pay significantly more than if you're part of a large group buying in bulk. You know, think Sam's Club or Costco or something like that. But as far as that giving you money to buy your own insurance, what are the details about that plan? Come on now, one concept of a plan at a time, please. We're still waiting for the concept of plan Trump said he had back in the debates last year.